Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. There was a different kind of fireworks show in Gillette when a city council meeting got so heated, police cleared the meeting room at one point. The contention was over the resignation of Councilman Shay Lundvall, who was asked to leave the board by fellow councilmen over liking what many considered offensive social media posts. A vocal group of Lundvall supporters were in the room demanding the resignation of Mayor Lewis Carter King as well as the remainder of the city council. State Representative Scott Clem is again calling for a state attorney general's investigation of the mayor and the city council, claiming they acted illegally during an executive session. Lundvall has not commented on the latest developments. Natrona County prosecutors say a man was extremely intoxicated when he crashed his truck into a building in late June. Jason Hart is charged with DUI, fourth or subsequent offense, possession of a controlled substance, and driving under suspension. According to an affidavit of probable cause filed in Natrona County District Court, a Mills police officer was parked at the Maverick gas station at 10:40 a.m. June 28th when he saw a blue Ford diesel truck speed by. A short distance down the road, the officer saw the truck with its front end inside a building. When the officer approached the vehicle, he heard the driver, later identified as Hart, attempting to start the truck. The officer opened the driver's door and pulled Hart out by his arm. He also smelled alcohol coming from Hart. The affidavit states that Hart was placed in custody and put in the back of a patrol vehicle. He allegedly had marijuana in his pocket when he was arrested. According to the affidavit, Hart told the officer that he had had a lot to drink and more than I can count. Hart reportedly told investigators he had been drinking the night before and began drinking again at 7 a.m. that day. When he arrived at the Natrona County Detention Center, his breathalyzer test yielded a 0.21% count. The legal limit to drive in Wyoming is 0.08%.
Agriculture and weed burning are common in the spring, and each spring, more than a few of these burns roar out of control. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Many times, calm mornings turn windy in the afternoon. Then there's the low-hanging smoke, which limits the ability of highway drivers to see. These burns destroy state property, including fencing, signposts, and guardrail, and power poles and utilities, compromising highway safety. If you're going to burn, please learn. Contact the National Weather Service for up-to-date weather forecasts by calling 1-800-211-1448.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands, plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Pal, Ace has everything to get your spring project started outside and inside your home. Pick up rakes, work gloves, and lawn leaf bags. Don't forget paintbrushes and paint. Pal Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
F.E. Warren Air Force Base will hold their Wings Over Warren Air Show later this month with appropriate pandemic precautions. The event will be a drive-in movie-style show with room for 1,400 to 1,500 vehicles. The show will last 2 hours and will feature demonstrations of F-22 and F-35 fighters, B-1, B-2, and B-52 bombers, and will be headlined by a show from the Air Force Thunderbirds. Live commentary will be provided by a local radio station. The free event, scheduled for July 22nd, is expected to be at full capacity. Wyoming Game and Fish responded to a report of a mountain lion in East Casper early Thursday. Spokesperson Janet Millock said Casper police were called to the Elkhorn Creek area early Thursday morning. Millock said that the animal was likely traveling under the cover of night when day broke and it took shelter. The cat was found lying under bushes in front of a home. When a Game and Fish biologist arrived on scene, the mountain lion was spooked and ran away. Millock recommended keeping pets indoors for a few days and, if residents spot a lion, to contact Game and Fish immediately. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.